This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's another calendar item. It is jobs week here in the land of business and economics. We'll get private company payrolls from ADP tomorrow. Thursday will bring first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Then Friday, the biggie, the October jobs report. So, a lot of numbers about the American labor market. But as you know, numbers only tell us so much about the realities of working in this economy. So we got Violet O'Brien back on the phone the other day. She's a notary in Houston. Last we heard from her was February of 2020. And things for her working in this economy are quite a bit different now.
I did a crazy thing. I had a particular client that I've been working with for about 8 years. And we had been circling and talking about having me come to work for them. And I decided to do it. This is a company here in Texas called Lawyers Escrow Company. They're based out of Dallas. And what we do is handle when businesses are bought and sold. At first, I thought I was crazy. Like, why are you changing careers at this? You know, you should be retiring, but I don't have any intentions of doing that. So, but I'm enjoying it. I really am. I'm more involved now with the buyers and the sellers throughout the whole process. I got a phone call from a lady that was buying a restaurant up in Dallas Metroplex, and she was desperate because they had taken her transaction to a real estate title company, and they couldn't close it because there's no real estate. She was just buying the business, but not the building. So we took the deal, and we closed it, and the seller and the buyer were very good friends. She was like a daughter to him. And, you know, he just was, we're going to make this deal happen, whatever it takes to get her this business, and she's going to take it over. And it was just sweet. If all of our buyers and sellers were that kind and sweet to each other, it would be a totally different world, you know? The money, okay, so it was not quite a lateral move, if you will, but it was going from being a 1099 contractor to getting a W-2. The whole time that I was a mobile notary, notaries don't pay self-employment tax because we're considered public servants. So I wasn't putting money into my Social Security for a long time, but the amount that I will receive has gone up considerably because I've been putting money into it. When I saw that, I thought, oh, this really was a very good idea. I've been working since I was 16. So we're talking over 50 years now. I don't know what it's like not to work. I have friends who are kind of retired, and I think they're bored. This particular job, one of the reasons I took it is because I knew you'll never stop learning. And I find that really exciting. You can check in with me in a few years and see if I still feel the same way.
We will, of course, do that. Violet O'Brien, still notarizing in Houston, Texas.